What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the relaunch of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. For this first episode of the relaunch, I wanted to do something a little bit different. You know, outside of the where have you been, what have you been doing type of episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that has been on my heart and on my mind since I started this show. What's that topic, you ask? Microaggressions. What are they? How are they defined? What types of microaggressions are there? You might want to stick around for this episode. Oh, and by the way, grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this episode. See you soon. What's going on? Welcome to today's show. Been a while since we've gotten together, but glad we can be together today. Today's episode is going to be something else. Didn't want to start off with like the where have you been, what have you been doing type of episode. We'll get into that more or less at a later date. But I wanted to start the relaunch of season 3 with something that's been on my mind and on my heart for a long time. I've been wanting to do an episode like this for the last year or two, but procrastination and sometimes doubt and on how I would do or how this episode would be well received, how this episode would be received, really ran through my mind. But nevertheless, we're going to do this episode. We're going to learn together. We're going to grow together, and we're going to go from there. But again, glad you are here with me. Hey, if it's your first time or if it's your first time in a long time like mine, I'm glad you've joined me today. I hope I say something that inspires you, encourages you, causes you to say enough is enough with struggle, with pain, with the way things are. I hope I say something that encourages you to be a better person. And like I always say, say it with me, y'all. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. For the last couple of years or so, we've heard this word. We've heard examples. We've seen and heard examples of it. We've been dealing with this, some of us, for a long, long, long time. Even before the events of the last couple of years. What is that word you're probably asking? It's about microaggressions. The word is microaggressions. Today's episode, really, just briefly, we want to talk about what they are, how they affect us, the types of microaggressions, examples of microaggressions, and even going as far as talking about the classifications of those. As you know, as many of you know about me, two things. I'm short. I'm a short guy, or as they say, short king. I'm not that tall. I'm only 5'5". And two, and this will know it, not in sequential order. I'm a black man. You can only imagine what type of microaggressions I get. You can only imagine the types of things that I hear about myself. Absolutely. For many people, you can relate to what I'm saying at this very moment, that there have been countless times where certain features about yourself or your nationality or your heritage or things of that nature have been used in a way to marginalize and discriminate. And so today, again, we're going to talk about these things. But you're probably wondering while you're sitting there, what the heck is a microaggression exactly? Well, if you've been listening to the show for the last couple of years, you know one thing I like, and that's defining terms. You know, I like defining words, which is ironic because I've never liked to define terms or give an explanation for what a word meant. It was, what's this word mean? It just means what it means. That's how I used to be. I didn't like explaining things, but now I'm an explanatory person. I'm a expositive person. I'm a person that likes to tell things, like to tell you something and give background on it as well. But I digress from my point. What is a microaggression? Microaggressions are defined as a statement, an action, or an incident regarded as an instance of subtle or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group such as racial or ethnic minority. Short of a definition, that is indirect or subtle discrimination. Gonna read that first definition again because I butchered the mess out of that. I apologize. A microaggression is defined as a statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of subtle or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group such as a racial or ethnic minority. The second definition, which is a little more straight and concise and to the point, is an indirect and subtle discrimination. Those compliments that when a person says them, they think they're a compliment, but literally it's shade. It's shade. They try to mask a compliment. They try to mask shade in a compliment. For example, you're pretty for a black girl. You're pretty for a big girl. You're handsome for a big guy. You're handsome for a black guy. You talk so articulate. You're so articulate. I didn't know black folks were so articulate. What are you talking about? Going even further, let's talk about when somebody talks about your heritage. Where are you really from? You speak really great English. Where are you really from? And the crazy part about that is people think they're compliments. The crazy part about that is people really think they're complimenting somebody when in all actuality, it's an insult. What do you mean I talk well for, you know, a black person, I'm articulate? Here's the one I've gotten before. And you know, I like stories, but let me tell this story. I was talking to a young lady a few years ago. And I mean, I've heard this before so many other times. But this particular time, I was talking to a girl for the first time on the phone. You know, we were exchanging text messages, this, that, and the third. And she said to me the first time we said, you know, hello, we exchanged greetings on the phone. She goes, "Ooh, you talk like a white boy. You talk so white." Now, at the time, I didn't really understand, you know, the meaning of microaggressions or anything of the sort. Not in the least bit. Didn't know what this term was. Never heard of it until, a few years ago. And so later down the line, I think about it and I go, why are people so fascinated and astounded when you're a person that is articulate in their speech or sounds a certain way or, talks a certain way? Why are they so astounded? And that's because a lot of people have had their inferences about a certain group of people to the point that they, when they meet somebody that doesn't meet their inferences and their assumptions, it's the most astounding, shocking thing in the world. And we have to put an end to those assumptions that everybody should sound a certain way because they're a part of a certain group, or they look a certain way, or they're from a certain part of the country, or they're from a certain part of the world. They should sound a certain way, or they're of some heritage of some ethnic background, that they should sound a certain way. We need to end that stigma. Because so many times we find ourselves stuck in those places. We find ourselves in those places where we become what people assume. And you never want to be in a place where you're become what people assume you are, based on their inferences and their assumptions and what they've heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody at work who heard from somebody's cousin. I know that was a lot of somebody's, but it's a whole lot of word of mouth and a lot of assumptions and a lot of this is what I thought and this is what I assumed, and, you know, I can't believe this and I can't believe that. And we got to end that. So, going even further, because you know me, I like to go on tangents if you've heard this show before. Let's talk about what microaggressions do. Microaggressions demean a person. Microaggressions demean a person. It makes a person feel like that they themselves, oh my gosh, that was so redundant. That I'm going to say it again, cause even though it's masked and clouded with redundancy. They themselves feel like who they are is not enough. And so to fit in a bubble that people fit in the bubble in the box that people put them in, to be able to fit in with the in crowd, to be able to fit in with a group of people, they go outside of who they are. Just so people don't make the assumption, oh, well, I didn't know people sounded like this. It's demeaning. To microaggressions demean a person by making them feel like they, who they are, isn't enough. That's what microaggressions do. They express prejudice against a marginalized group of person, just as the definition says. They are prejudiced. They're very stigmatizing and harmful. They use disparaging language. They use disparaging language. They use words that, based on a lifestyle or based on what they look like, the words make people feel shame. People use shameful words to shame others. Because of who they like, who they love, how they feel, where they live, their family situation, the color of their skin, their gender, whatever it may be. They use disparaging language. But most of all, here's the third part. It denies a person's experience. It pushes people out because they don't look a certain way or talk a certain way. It denies a person's experience. And the one thing you don't want to do is deny a person an experience to be them, be themselves, based on your assumption and your inference about them. We're going back to inferences and assumptions, because microaggressions are filled with inferences and assumptions. And again, we have to do whatever it takes to end the stigma of microaggressions. So, while we're here, we're moving along today. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. These are the types of microaggressions. And just for a little bit, we're going to talk about the types of microaggressions and their classifications of microaggressions. Because we don't realize, oftentimes we realize there are multiple types of microaggressions, but we really don't get deep into them. But most of the time, those microaggressions, the microaggressions we see the most are the verbal ones, which is the first point. The first one on the list is a verbal microaggression, which I gave a few examples of just a minute ago of verbal microaggressions and, you know, how people say certain things to make a person feel bad. A verbal microaggression is a comment or a question that is harmful, that is hurtful or stigmatizing to a marginalized group or person. I'm also getting some of my references for this episode from medicalnewstoday.com, medicalnewstoday.com. If you want to read a little more on this article from medicalnewstoday.com, please DM me and you'll have all those tags at the end of the episode. A verbal microaggression is a comment, again, is a comment or a question that is hurtful or stigmatizing to a marginalized group. For example, saying, "You're so smart for a woman." Remember I said at the beginning, when I said this is something that one of the verbal things I was, one of the things I was, you know, stigmatized for is my height. "You're this for a short guy." Yes, it's actually happened. These have happened. I've had, you know, "You're pretty smart for a black guy. You talk so well for a black person or a black man or a black guy." Those are the verbal ones. And whether or not you believe it, whether or not you believe this phrase, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me," or not. Words hurt, whether you want them to or not. We have to vocalize when people's words hurt and people's microaggressions hurt us. But based on the verbal microaggressions, we have to be able to let people know, like, "Hey, what you said wasn't, you know, it didn't make me feel good. It didn't make me feel good." The second type of microaggression is behavioral. It involves behaving in a way that is discriminatory or otherwise hurtful to a marginalized person or group. Here's the example. When a waiter ignores somebody that's a different race or looks like they can't speak English and they move to somebody else instead of waiting on them. "Oh, they don't look like they speak good in English, so I'm going to ignore them because they're not going to understand what I'm going to say, and there's going to be a divide and a disconnect." Instead of being understanding and actually helping them, they've been waiting for a while. Help them out. Regardless of the divide, the some way, shape, or form, they'll be able to help them out. There have been plenty of times where I've had to help somebody that didn't speak English as well, but you never want to assume, based on the fact that they look a certain way, that they can't speak well a certain way. And don't be shocked or surprised when they can, because that's when you get set up to a point where you start throwing out a microaggression. Our behavior can be a big, big factor in this. How we respond to people, how we react to people can be a big, big thing. And we have to stop being discriminatory based on a person's looks. And we got to stop behaving in a manner that says, "I'm not going to help them because they look a certain way. I'm going to help this other person because they look like they'd be able to understand it better or be able to, tell me what they need." Behavioral microaggressions are the second one. We've talked about verbal ones. We've talked about behavioral. And the other one is environmental. Environmental microaggressions, when a subtle discrimination occurs within society. Within society, those environmental microaggressions. And this example is when college campus only has buildings named after white people. Or when certain areas have certain things And it's only, and the reason why this other areas don't is because they assume that a certain demographic wouldn't use it, or they never knew about it. They just assumed that people knew nothing about it. So they only put it in certain places. We didn't know such and such did things like this. We didn't know such and such, this group of people was interested in something like this. So we didn't put it there. Maybe that's not the greatest example of environmental thing, but we have to understand that environmental microaggressions are some of the craziest things that we see. We have to stop assuming because a certain group of people don't know, a certain group of people don't have it, they don't know about it and don't want it. Oh, we didn't know this was going on. We didn't know that they needed this. We didn't know they were interested in this. You don't know if you don't ask and you don't show interest. And you definitely don't know if you don't, if you definitely don't know if you assume. Verbal, behavioral, and environmental microaggressions. And while we're here, let's talk about those classifications. Microassaults are the first one. This is when a person intentionally behaves in a discriminatory way while not intending to be offensive. An example is telling a racist joke, then saying, "I was just joking." Oh, it was just a joke. I was just joking. Or going even further, I heard the joke and I thought it was funny. It's just a joke. I'm just playing around. It's only a joke when somebody speaks out and says that they're offended by it. It's not a joke. It wasn't a joke before then. You thought that you were going to get a laugh. As a matter of fact, let's say what the kids say these days. You thought you ate with that one, didn't you? You thought that was funny. I had a situation like that this week. I'm wearing a shirt and it offended, I wouldn't say it offended me completely. But a guy just unsuspectedly just, said something about the shirt. And when I got kind of like annoyed about it, he tries to reel it back, say, "It was just a joke. I'm just joking. But he probably could read my energy and could tell like, hey, I probably shouldn't have said that because he's not happy about the situation. And we have to be careful with what our words, we have to be careful with our words. We got to be careful with the jokes we tell. But there are some people that will never say, never say that they're joking. They're absolutely serious about what they're saying. Those micro assaults. When you intentionally behave in a discriminatory way while not intending to be offensive. Another one is a micro insult. So we talked about micro assaults. Now we're talking about micro insults. And this is a comment or action that is unintentionally discriminatory. For example, your people must be proud because you are doing such and such. Your people must be proud because you're going to college. No one in your family goes to college, so your people must be proud. What do you mean, your people? What do you mean by that? Those comments that it's just like, what, you don't expect somebody to do something like this? Why? Because we look a certain way? Because we talk a certain way? Because let's be real, we know some articulate people that don't do anything at all. And we know some people that may not be as articulate, but they sure are smart. And that might not, and what I just said may not sound right. And I apologize if I offended, if I said something offensive, you know, in that moment. But we have to stop equating certain things to certain groups of people and certain, you know, demographics and here, ethnic backgrounds. We have to stop equating certain things. Because it's offensive. It's horrible. And it needs to change. But here's the third one. Here's the third one. Micro invalidations. This is when a person's comments invalidates or undermines the experiences of a marginalized group. You've heard this one before. That racism doesn't exist in today's society. And here, oh wait a minute. Here, let's go even further. I don't see color. I don't see color. I want you to see me and appreciate me, not just for the color of my skin, but also the color, content of my character. But I want you to see the. I want you to see me as not just a man, but a black man. I want my black queens to be seen as not just women, but black women. I want it to be celebrated. Not because you're forced to, not because you're trying to get invited to the barbecue or the cookout or anything of the sort. No. I want you to do it because that is what is in your heart. That is because you authentically, you want to authentically and honestly and genuinely want to celebrate others. Not because everybody else is doing it and it's the popular thing to do. Celebrate others even when it's unpopular to do so. Even when the people you're around don't agree with it. Celebrate others. When they're doing something positive and they're doing something great, celebrate them. Here's another micro invalidation. When somebody says something that's discriminatory and racist, and you call them out for it, and they say this, well, I have black friends, or I have Asian friends, or I have such and such XYZ friends. So, you know, this, that, and the third. And I said it in front of them and they didn't think it was bad. Just because you can say a certain thing to certain people around a certain group doesn't mean you can say it to everybody and it's going to be okay. Please get out of the notion that please get out of that mindset today. And forever, that you can just say whatever to anybody and it's just going to be okay. No. That's the problem with a lot of people. And this is not a message of judgment or condemnation. This is a message to open up, to, you know, to make aware that microaggressions have no place. We have no place for micro assaults and micro insults and micro invalidations. We have no place for this. We have no place for people being treated as second class citizens because of their gender, race, or sexual orientation. Or telling a person that with obesity that they should eat less. Stop talking about big folks. And for goodness sakes, stop talking about big women. Because we all know who you really want to talk about. Let's not talk. Let's not sugarcoat it at all. You know, or here's one. considering certain people to be of more value than others based on their ethnicity, class, or sexuality. And for the record, when black folks show their pride, it doesn't mean that we're better than anybody. It just means we love ourselves so much that we have high standards for ourselves. That doesn't mean that you don't have high standards. It doesn't mean that at any route. It just means the standards that we have for ourselves are high. And we want to adhere to those standards. And we love ourselves. And it's because we love ourselves enough to see that what others think of us don't matter. What people's low calculations of us and people's inability to count and to know our worth doesn't matter to us, because we know our worth and we know how much power we have and we know how strong we can be and how great we can be. We know that. We set that standard for ourselves, and that's the standard we will set, and we will not allow, and I will not allow microaggressions or anything of the sort be the reason why I don't accomplish something. Or I'm not who I'm supposed to be because of somebody else's, here's those words again, inferences and assumptions. Inferences and assumptions. We've talked about racial microaggressions. We've talked about sexist microaggressions, using sexist language and assumptions about gender roles. And I'm tired of the conversation on Twitter and on Instagram. Seems like they talk about this day after day after day. And this might rub people the wrong way. But can we stop? Can we talk about more than that? We've talked about misogynistic aggressions. Sexist humor, action that reflects objectification and assumptions of inferiority. For those guys who have an inferiority complex, so what they do is they project themselves on women to make women feel like they're less than. It was a group of kids when I was in elementary school, and as I think about it now, it's pretty bad. They used to walk around and sing this song, and it was singing it to the girls. I'm a man and you're stupid. And this is not an attack. Don't get it twisted. This is not an attack on guys or nothing like that. I don't want anybody to think of that. Because we've heard both sides of the coin. We've heard women make men feel like they're less than because they don't earn a certain amount. Or they don't look a certain way, or they're not built, they're not a certain height or a certain color, or they don't do this or they don't do that. Just we hear it all the time on both sides. And this is not for me. This episode is not for me to, you know, again, judge anybody else, because allow me to be transparent. Not only have I been a victim of microaggressions, I victimize others with microaggressions. Those inferences and assumptions. But eventually there's a point in your life where you have to go, you know, enough is enough. I got to change. Because I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me. So why would I want to continue to do that to somebody else? There are heterosexist microaggressions, and those are using derogatory terms and making assumptions about someone's sexual orientation. Telling someone that they don't, quote, or look or seem like their identity. You don't look a certain way or seem a certain way, or accusing a person of being oversensitive. You are allowed to be sensitive. You are allowed to share how you feel. Guys, I'm looking at you who are listening to this episode. You are allowed to be sensitive. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to show how you feel. Forget what they have said to you in the past. Forget what the men have said to you or your family members have said to you growing up, because I've been in that boat where I've been told that men don't cry and men don't show their feelings. Don't allow this microaggression, this type of microaggression, to be the reason why you never show how you feel. Oh, here it is, suggesting that a person not a real man or a woman. How do we avoid committing microaggressions? We listen. Number one, we listen. We try not to be defensive. We hold ourselves accountable, because accountability is a big, big thing. Responsibility. Without accountability, there is no responsibility. We must be responsible for our actions. We have to educate. And we have to change. But what do we do if somebody commits a microaggression on us? We respond. We let people know, hey, I don't like how this feels. I don't like what you said. And you may think I'm being oversensitive, but that's your opinion. Don't be aggressive about it, but you know, share how you feel. Criticize the microaggression and not the person. Give a person a chance to reflect on their actions. And refuse to be marginalized. Find some people around you that will support you when you're dealing with a situation such as this. I promise you, we're going to change the stigma. We're going to change the culture. We're going to change how people see other people. We have to get rid of the assumptions and the inferences that people have. And people are going to have them. We can't force them to change. The only people that we can change is ourselves. And hope that other people see our example. Let's stop using microaggressions to marginalize people. Let's become better, y'all. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget, the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.